स्कूल में उत्ताह के भाई बात हुई है वहाँ पर ऐसी that so he has to be given for me that they can make the family part and whatever the Gosvami should decide, they will accept it. So, Veera, Veera, Dhanap, Priya. Priya Paro. Because this movement is so pleasing that anywhere it can be attracted. That we are giving practically. It is not pleasing to the children. That's all. So, wherever we are going, in the remotest part of Africa, where practically they are not seeing what is civilized land, there also we find that when we chant the Hare Krishna mantra, all the boys, all the males and females in the village, they come out and join in the chanting and dance. Dheera, dheera, janakriyo, priya parama. It is so pleasing. The Africans are asking Indians there that why they do not bring this movement so long? Because there are many Indians in Africa, I know. Many Gujaratis are there. But they are now asking why this movement was not imported so long. And the African government also is very pleased upon us. We had also that Sankirtan festival for 7 days. Many government officers came. And they gave us permission that we welcome any nice movement in this country. So, they welcome our movement. We have nothing there, so. From the government or from the public. It is going on, man. So, Veera Veera Janapriyo. It is pleasing to all classes of men, never mind whether he is Veera or Adhi. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Kripabharu Bharavahantarakho. This is possible only when one receives the blessing from Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sri Chaitanya Kripabharu. This Rupa Goswami receives blessing directly from Lord Chaitanya continually for 10 days in Dasasana Ghat at Kriya alone. Similarly, Sri Sanatana Goswami was instructed continually for 2 months in Varanasi. In this way, these Goswami, Mangle Rupa Sanatana Rupa, Sri Viva Gopal, they are directly disciples of Lord Chaitanya and empowered to preach the cult of Krishna consciousness all over the world. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked not only the Goswami, he asked all the Indian people through the Goswami. He said, Bharat humite manushya janma haiga ja, janma sattha tari paro paro upapa. This is paro upapa. India is not meant for exploiting other countries. India's special privilege is to do well to other countries. Parotapa. They do not know what is the value of life. They are struggling hard simply for sense gratification. But they are now disgusted. So this is the opportune moment to preach Krishna consciousness to the Western countries and other countries. Here also. Here, naturally people are inclined to Krishna consciousness. That's why You all, ladies and gentlemen, come here, quiet. Because you have inherent love for Krishna. So you are so eager to hear about Krishna. Unfortunately, our leaders are not interested in Krishna consciousness. They are trying to divert the mind of the people to material consciousness. So, everywhere there is great necessity of this movement, the Krishna consciousness movement. In South India, just time I was speaking in the latest meeting, we have got the directions of all the great Acharyas, especially Vaishnava Acharyas, Ramanujacharyas, Madhvacharya Acharyas. So, our request is that in South Indian people, you should say, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also, very extensively, travel over South India. You are blessed. It still you are blessed. To bless this opportunity of Krishna consciousness moment, take it seriously. It is not that difficult. What we are doing here, it can be introduced in every home. In every home, if I'm watching Lord Chaitanya and Lord Sri Krishna, just like here you see in this temple, they are worshipping Lord Chaitanya along with Radha and Krishna. So you can also keep in your home a picture of Lord Chaitanya, a picture of Radha and Krishna, and you are cooking, you put it very nicely, very cleanly, for God, Patram Kusam Phalam Puryam. Krishna is very pleased to accept all kinds of vegetable preparation if you offer him to his devotee. Vaya bhaktapuritam asyami sachitatmana. If you offer anything from this group, Patram Kusam Phalam Puryam, you mean bhaktapuritam. Real thing is bhakti. Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is not in want of food. He is fully satisfied. He is Atmana. He is satisfied in himself. He hasn't got to take any outside help for his satisfaction. But still, he is so kind. He says that any person with love and devotion, if you offer me Patram Pusram Palam Puyam, I accept. I eat. Krishna is so kind. He doesn't have, nobody requires very gorgeously to offer Krishna. Krishna wants only bhakti. You may bhakta prasati. Krishna is not interested in karma jnana. He is interested in bhakti. Therefore his name is Bhaktavatsa. You know. His name will never find Krishna's name as Jnanavatsa or Padmavatsa. His name is Bhaktavatsa. But as you know. So, Krishna also says Bhaktavatsa. And if you want to know Krishna, you cannot know him by gymnastics of what? No. Krishna can be known simply like bhakti. Bhakti means loving spirit, serving spirit. Everyone should always be anxious to serve Krishna or his representative. Sevanukhe hi jivado. Simply by serving, you can see Krishna eye to eye. You can speak with Krishna face to face. That is possible. There are many instances. People say, where is God? Can you show me? God is not very cheap to be seen by anyone and everyone. He can be seen only by the devotee. Not ordinary devotees. There are three kinds of devotees. Kalishadhikari, Madhyamadhikari, and Uttamadhikari. Kalishadhikari can see Krishna in the temple, in the form of deity, incarnation, Akshaya incarnation. Madhyamadhikari can see Krishna everywhere. And Uttamadhikari can see Krishna either. So, it is a process only that you have to raise yourself from Kanishadhikari to Madhyamadhikari and from Madhyamadhikari to Uttamadhikari. Uttamadhikari, Premanyana Surita Bhakti Vilojanena, Shanta Sadaiva Rinayi Shikrovana, Yam Shama Sundaram Pasilta Punat Saduma, Govinda Madhu Purusham Samaham Padhi. Uttamadhikari Bhakta means who has developed his Krishna consciousness to the topmost level, Krishna Prema. This Krishna Prema can be achieved by everyone, provided he tries to make himself attached to Krishna. These things are respected by Krishna himself in the 7th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Maya saptamana prasa yogan jinyan madasa asantan samadra manjata jyasasi satsuro. You have to increase your attachment for Krishna. That attachment can be increased also by practice. Sadhu sadhya tatu sadhu karma tatu bhajana kriya tata anatha nirithi kya tatu nikha tatu dhuchi tatha sakti. Dhikha sakti, what he means, sadhu sadhya. Little thing. Krishna consciousness is very nice. Let us go to the temple and hear about it. This is called sadhya. This is the beginning of Krishna consciousness. So if one is serious, then he can make association with the devotees who are actually practicing Krishna consciousness. That is called sadhu sama. Sadhu means those who are devotees of Krishna. Sadhu eva sabandha. Vajante mahanubha. So this is the second stage of Krishna consciousness. Sadhu sangha. The third stage is, after sadhu sangha, to be emphasized to become initiated. The initiative process, when accepted, then there will be enough facility. Just like this boy, American and European. After initiation, there are all unorthodox, unwanted things. They are given up. What are those unwanted things? Illicit sex life, gambling, intoxication, and eating. They are given up. This is called anarthasis. When there is anarthasis, then there is nishtha, firm thing. Beginning is the thing. Then, after anarthasis, one becomes firm being, faithful, it is not. Tato nishtha, tato ruchi. They are not a safe for anything material, except Krishna Bhakti. They are no more interested going to the cinema or any public political meeting or newspaper. So, they use them. For a person who is trying to advance with Krishna consciousness, these material use things are useless. Bhakti parisāmu bhava virakti anna prashtā. This is the taste of bhakti. As you advance in Bhagavad Bhakti, you become detestful to all this nonsense. Bhakti parisāmu bhava virakti anna prashtā. Tato nishtāta surukhi, tathā sakti. Then attachment. This attachment is the harmfully of Shravan. Tathasati, Tato Bhava, then it says, Grasevi, Prema, Shadakamaman, Prema, Radu, Kavi, Bhagatama. These are the different states for raising oneself to the platform of love of God. And that is the highest perfection of life. Savai punsa paro dharma jato bhakti rasu. Ahoi tuti apratiyata, te atma sampati rati. If you actually want perfectness of mind, peacefulness of yourself, then take to the Krishna consciousness and be happy. Thank you very much.